Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer, and baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. If you are out and about today, hopefully you are getting around safely. As I was coming into work today, 35 North looked like an absolute parking lot out there. So hopefully you guys are safe. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Or if you are inside, hopefully you are enjoying your Monday. We got so much to get into in today's show. We're going to go back to the game on Thursday. I know some of you were not listening on Friday when I was here. That's perfectly fine. I'll give you some thoughts about the loss to the Cowboys throughout the course of the show. There was a lot of football this weekend, both in college and the NFL. A lot to get into. We're going to start today's show with Andy Reid and his comments as they get ready for a home game against the Houston Texans. Now, I remember we had this conversation probably about a month ago when the Chiefs played the Washington Commanders. I'm going to tell you right now that if you are considering buying tickets to the Chiefs game, Rob, what's our advice going to be? Wait. You guys see the weather outside? You guys see the Chiefs record? Wait. There's no reason to buy Chiefs tickets right now. Now, if you need 6 or 8 of them, that's a different conversation. But if you just want to take your dad to the game, or you want to take your 16-year-old son out to the game, the official stance of The Drive is just going to be, look outside. Wait, you got time to make your decision. That's the best advice I can give you as we get things going today. We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in just a bit, but I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to drive safely. And number three, and most importantly, I need to remind you guys that the open of the show each day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. I'm thinking about stopping by there tomorrow. We got a little college basketball with both Kansas and Missouri playing at the exact same time. I can't think of a better place to watch both of those teams play than with our friends over at The Other Place. So I would like to begin today's show by playing for you guys what Andy Reid had to say, because the media got a chance to talk to Andy Reid for about 16 minutes today. Now, I had Rob chop up the absolute best of what the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs had to say. If the Chiefs are going to get themselves out of the hole that they have created, they're going to do it because they have one of the best coaches in the history of the National Football League. They're going to do it because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. He was asked about his stance that the team is 1 or 2 plays away. Here's what Andy had to say.
Yeah, so Pete, you're 1 or 2 plays away, and that's what this game is. I mean, you look at our season; we're 1 or 2 plays off, and we've got to take care of that. Whether it's a penalty at a crucial time, possible turnover somewhere, or having a chance to create a turnover. We're right in position where if we can figure out those two, three plays, you flip this around. I mean, you're talking 3-point game, one score games here that we're dealing with. So, but you've got to do that, and you got to figure that out. And that's our challenge as coaches. We got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right position. Got to make sure we're mentally prepared to play four quarters, and then have a positive attitude. You're not going to hear a lot of positive from the outside coming in. So you got to make sure that you understand where you really sit and the opportunities that you have sitting in front of you. And I know our fans understand that. I mean, you guys understand it. You're here, but there, and you know that there's still opportunity.
That was the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. I'll play more of his comments here coming up in a little bit. He is right in that there is not going to be a lot of positivity from coming outside of the building. But I think that Andy Reid and the Chiefs have to acknowledge you haven't really given people many things to be positive about. We sit here on the first day of December, 5 games left, a playoff push, and the Chiefs have not played like a consistent playoff team really at any point this season. The Chiefs, to me, are like a person that we all have in our life. And maybe you are this person to somebody else. Do you have somebody that you keep telling them that you're going to meet up with them for lunch? Oh, hey, it's good to see you. Oh, hey, how's the family doing? Hey, we should catch up sometime. Yeah, yeah. And you guys keep this song and dance every time that you guys see each other, knowing you are never going to hang out with this individual, or this person is never going to hang out with you, and neither side is committed to doing any of the work to actually see it through. I'm tired of the Chiefs telling us the same thing each and every week, and all of us, I think, have been very complicit in that. Oh, man, I mean, they'll eventually figure it out. I mean, they're just saving plays against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they always lose to Buffalo. Oh, it doesn't matter if they win the division. I mean, they'll turn it on eventually. I mean, nobody wants to see them get in. Oh, it was the officials against the Cowboys. We've been making excuses for the Chiefs now for 6 weeks. I'm done making excuses for the team. If that's the stage that you're at, that's perfectly fine. I get it. And there is going to be a large portion of you that are still buying what the Chiefs are selling. I'm telling you, I'm not interested anymore in what they are selling. And we have given them, I would say, 3 opportunities against 3 playoff teams to show us that they are the old version of the Chiefs. And they just look like an old version of the Chiefs. They had this opportunity against Buffalo. They had this opportunity against Denver. They had this opportunity on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. And yes, I agree with Andy Reid. The Chiefs have been 1 or 2 plays away. But the problem is, I don't trust them to make those 1 or 2 plays. I'm not here to be Debbie Downer. I'm not here to be negative. But my stance towards Kansas City would be the same towards any other team in the National Football League. You cannot play average, mediocre football for 3 months and then tell me now in the 4th month you're about to be great. You haven't shown those qualities. You haven't shown those characteristics. So at this point, I'm expecting the Chiefs to go out and prove to me that I'm wrong. Because my stance on the Chiefs is you're a 10-win football team. That's really good if you're the Giants. That's really good if you're the Raiders. I mean, that gets you a contract extension. But when you are on the Kansas City Chiefs and the expectations are the absolute highest, I think holding you to the standard of you should make the playoffs is still a very, very low bar. And that's the standard that I'm holding them to. And I'm sorry, I stand before you saying, I have given up. I don't think they're making the playoffs anymore. The Chiefs have not shown me that they are a consistent team that against 3 possible playoff teams in Houston, Denver, and Los Angeles, I do not trust them to go undefeated in those games. I don't trust them to actually follow through with the lunch plans. It sounds great. Hey, man, we should hang up sometimes. Hey, how your kids going? You show them a picture of your kids. You guys really have a moment there for about 3 minutes. And then when you go your separate ways, hey, we should hang out sometimes. Call me. That person's never going to call you. Just like the Chiefs have shown us now for 3 months, they're not putting it together, not consistently. Here's Andy Reid on the need to fix the drops and penalties that still haven't been fixed heading into week 14.
Yeah, well, we had the one at the end. I mean, that was there was one at the end, and Rashid normally doesn't drop a football, so that's not his deal. And, the Kelsey one was, there was a penalty on the play, so it kind of negated that whole thing. But those guys, you talk about either one of those two, and they've made the great plays too. So I don't look at that as something that's hindering us. I mean, that's not something, we've got to take care of the penalty part of it. I think Sorin, as we go forward here, and just get that taken care of. These things are happening at crucial times, and it takes you out of a flow. It might be a time that you're first and 15, first and 20, second and 20. It takes you out of your run game stuff, the flow of that potentially, or whatever you have going at that time that's sending you forward. Now you're going backwards.
I'm not here to beat up on the Chiefs all week. I'm really not. It's not good for business to beat up on the Chiefs all week. I think at least where I am with Kansas City, where I am with their football team, I'm tired of talking about them in past tense. This is the what have you done for me lately kind of business. And I'm not here saying that Andy should be fired or that Brett Veach should be fired and this is the worst coaching job of all time. No. But I firmly believe that the Chiefs, I guess aside with the Philadelphia Eagles, are kind of in the same boat. I think they have been the two most disappointing coaching jobs in the National Football League and the two most disappointing teams. It's okay to lose the division. Like, it is not a birthright every single year that the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. In an AFC right now that is completely down and doesn't appear to have seven good teams, the fact that we sit here 24 days from Christmas and we're not sure if the Chiefs are one of the seven best teams in the AFC means something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. And I just don't trust them to come up with the solutions with the guys that they currently have on the roster. They haven't shown me that they have that ability all year. The drops have been consistent. The penalties have been consistent. The turnovers, the inconsistencies, the just being a step slow. That's what you've been in 2025. We're not here to debate what the 2024 Chiefs have done. That book has already been written. Or the 2021 or 2022. Their story is already up on the shelf. We're talking about the story of the 2025 Chiefs and the words that they have written so far down on the page. And as we are turning the calendar, as we sit here in December, I got to look at your record. You're an average football team. You're the third best team in your own division. Denver's better than you, and the Chargers have been a better and more consistent team than you are and have dealt with the same kinds of injuries. They haven't had their left tackle. They haven't had their right tackle. Their quarterback has a significant injury. They've had bumps and bruises along the way, but they have figured out a way to hold it together, and they have figured out a way to win. So maybe we're attributing that to how much football the Chiefs have played over the last handful of seasons. Maybe we're attributing that to a first-place schedule that the Chiefs have had this year. Yes, all of those things factor in. But as we are down the stretch and we know exactly what needs to be done, this team has to go 3-0 against Denver, Houston, and Los Angeles. I'm here to tell you that I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe that they are going to go 3-0 in those games and find a way to make the postseason. And it is going to be a lot of soul searching going on at One Arrowhead Drive, in my opinion, coming up at the end of the season. We got a lot of pro football to talk about. We got a lot of college football to talk about. Let's talk about the top story this weekend in the sport was Lane Kiffin finally made a decision. He is going to be the head coach at LSU. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let's talk about Lane Kiffin, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in just a bit. Now, I'm not saying this to make myself seem more important than what I am. Everybody who has had some level of success at their job has been offered a job that people would perceive to be bigger and better. It has happened to everybody. So if you are Lane Kiffin and you have won double-digit games in 4 of your last 5 years at Ole Miss, of course, you are going to be inundated with other offers and other opportunities to do what you have been doing at Ole Miss and the success that you have had at Ole Miss and take that success somewhere else and work for them. But at some point in your life, you reach a point where you have to determine what is most important to you. I tell you guys this every time that we have a coaching search, a free agency, you are allowed at that moment to decide what is most important to you. Is salary most important? Do you want to work from home? Do you not want to work on Fridays? You get an opportunity to then determine what's most important to you. But usually when you make that decision, it comes at a price. What you realize as an adult is sometimes your decisions cannot make everybody happy. And sometimes when you decide A, then B happens and then somebody is mad, or vice versa. And part of the bad parts about being an adult is sometimes you have to make a decision that is in your own self-interest that may upset the people that are around you and may make you a little bit unpopular. Now, Lane Kiffin has found himself in that place, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times in his career. And we know enough about Lane Kiffin to tell you that Lane Kiffin usually makes a decision that is in his own best interest. This is not an opinion at this point. This is a fact based on we have almost 15 years of evidence of this when it comes to Lane Kiffin. So when Lane Kiffin then gets approached by LSU, in my opinion, the second best job in college football, I think Ohio State is number one. I think LSU is number two. When LSU comes calling, they don't got to do much to get you to leave where you currently are, where you have built up a great situation. Ole Miss is currently having the best season in their program's history. They had an opportunity to compete for the SEC championship, had some things gone a little bit differently on Saturday. Ole Miss has the opportunity to host a game in the college football playoff and then hosting the biggest game that they have ever had in Oxford, Mississippi. That was option number one for Lane Kiffin. You can then say no to all of the outside pressures. No, I don't want this job. No, I don't. I want to stay here and I want to finish what I have built. I want to see this through. And yes, maybe that means I won't get a chance to go to LSU. But you know what? I got a great life here. I make phenomenal money. They're going to make me one of the five highest paid coaches in college football. I'm going to have incredible job security and a community that worships me. Lane is always on the search for more. We've seen that now throughout the course of his career. He's never happy or never content with where he is. Lane was always going to listen. So Lane listened and Lane listened. And if you believe the reports, I mean, LSU, they were not going to be denied. They had Saban call him multiple times. They had the governor call him multiple times. They're throwing all kind of stuff. Hey, you get the private jet for this many hours and we're going to give you all of this guaranteed money. LSU did everything they could to get Lane Kiffin. They eventually won. Now, I don't want anybody to hear me take this like I'm mad at Lane Kiffin for taking the LSU job. I think a lot of people would have taken the LSU job, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I believe what we saw over the last 24, 48 hours, however long it's been, is that Lane Kiffin wanted his cake and to eat it too. Lane Kiffin wanted to take the LSU job, recruit for LSU, speak on behalf of LSU while simultaneously still working for Ole Miss. Where do they do that at? Tell me how you can be the CEO of FedEx and UPS. Tell me in what place that you are allowed to work for your current job while simultaneously working and recruiting for their competitor. LSU and Ole Miss have a rivalry together. That's not their biggest rival for each of them, but they're a part of two states that touch each other. Ole Miss is LSU's permanent rival every single year. So they're switching it up a little bit in the SEC. So, for example, Missouri's going to play Arkansas every year. Alabama's going to play Auburn every year. LSU is going to play Ole Miss every single season. They're rivals. LSU plays at Oxford next year. In what world do you think that they were going to let you into their facility as LSU's head coach? And tell me how you thought that you were going to be able to do that and then have the situation not be about you. Football coaches preach how much they hate distractions and how bad distractions are. What if you are the distraction? How do you ask him anything about the current team that he has while he's the coach at LSU? How do you ask him a question about his team where, regardless of how they compete or perform in the playoff, you have already made a decision to leave? What if they win the national championship? You're still taking another job at the end of this? There's just responsibilities that you have if you're LSU's head coach that you can't do if you also currently work for Ole Miss. I don't know why Lane Kiffin chose to do this. There was a way to do this. Sure, some people were going to be mad, but now you have made it worse. You've made it to where you can't go back. You can't go back. Lane Kiffin goes back in 5 years and they announce him on the Jumbotron. I'm booing Lane Kiffin every single time. Right before our biggest game, as they're trying to decide where we are in the playoffs, who we play, how we're seeded, you leaving might have cost us a home playoff game. You leaving might have, I'm booing you every single time. For all the backlash that LeBron got and Kevin Durant got when they made their decisions, this is 10 times worse than what those guys did. LeBron's contract ended. Kevin Durant's contract ended. Lane Kiffin is still employed. Then he's talking about, man, I wanted the opportunity to finish what I've started. Yeah, you had that opportunity if you chose to keep working there. You chose to stop working there. So that ended your contract with them, and now you start a new contract with somebody else. I don't think Lane Kiffin made the wrong decision. If your job is to, hey, I want to coach at the highest level, I want to be in the best possible situation, I believe that LSU is a better situation than Ole Miss. But there was a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And for the last 3 days, essentially, Lane Kiffin has done everything in his power to try to be LSU's head coach and Ole Miss's head coach at the exact same time. He was threatening to take their entire staff if they didn't let him do it. He was threatening to poach their players or tell players to sit out. He basically said a ultimatum a couple of days ago. Hey, if you're not on the plane with me when I go to Baton Rouge, then you're not going to have a job with my staff. Lane Kiffin did everything in his power to derail the current Ole Miss season because he couldn't get his way. Weak. Absolutely weak. I know this. I never want to hear people talk to me about how bad the transfer portal is again. I never want to hear people talk to me how bad NIL is. What Lane Kiffin did is infinitely worse than what players do. Infinitely worse than what players are compensated for. He accepted a $92 million and then wants you to feel bad that his old employer didn't let him do everything he could on the way out. Nah, man, that ain't how this works. I'm sorry. You chose to leave. And that's great. Hey, go have success, and we hope to beat you next year. There was just a better, more effective there was an easier way to do this, but we have seen time and time again in Lane Kiffin's career, he is never going to pick the easy way. It is always going to be difficult.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I do think one of the things we should talk about as a sports society off of this whole ordeal is the fact the college football calendar is broken. Like, I get annoyed all the time at coaches that whine and complain about the portal, and I think it's dumb. But I do think it's a fair complaint to say, this is the only sport this would ever happen in. Do you know what happens in the NFL? Like, if you're the head coach, it's different because of trades. If you're the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, back when the Chiefs were at the peak of their powers, you don't leave that job to go coach the Commanders in the middle of the playoff run. You don't have to start free agency when there's still a postseason game to be played. Like, Lane Kiffin was wrong, and this was all dirty pool, and everything you said is accurate. But college football needs to find a way to revamp their schedule, because the Lane Kiffin situation should not have played out this way. He shouldn't have been on TV politicking to be the LSU coach while simultaneously coaching the playoffs. That's a college football unique problem because of their calendar.
I agree with you, but I think Lane Kiffin is the only coach that would have handled it the way that he handled it. I'm with you that the calendar, I think some of that is just due to the kids still got to go to school. So some of it is the academic calendar, and we have to follow it, where it's a little bit different in the pro ranks. Lane Kiffin at some point just needed to make a decision, and I feel like the decision was forced on him. And then I feel like when Lane Kiffin figured out that he wasn't going to get his way, he then tries to cause as much problem as he could in theory at Ole Miss, which makes no sense. When this is a community, when this is a team that wrapped their arms around you, Lane Kiffin was coaching at Florida Atlantic, making $1 million a year. He then signed a contract at Ole Miss that paid him $8 million a year. They've given you all the NIL money that you can ask for. They let you do whatever you wanted. Hey, hire who you want. Bring this guy on. Bring this guy on. Ole Miss showed him a lot of love. Man, you could at least leave with a little bit of dignity. That's what you could have. You could have left with some dignity and not had those people turn on you the way that they have over the course of the last 4 or 5 days or so. They say this all the time. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to build up a reputation, and you can ruin it in an instant. And we've seen with Lane Kiffin, he ain't got no problem ruining it. I give Lane Kiffin this. Man, Lane Kiffin makes things interesting. And in a world in which everybody, I think, is so PR conscious and nobody wants to be the villain, Lane Kiffin seems to have absolutely no problem in being the villain. And I appreciate it. It's good for our job. It's good for sports talk. They had my man Marty Smith. He was outside the Ole Miss practice facility like he was giving us a correspondence from the White House. I was sitting there wondering, hey, when did Lane Kiffin get this important? I felt bad for Marty Smith. They had Marty Smith all day on Saturday outside of the Ole Miss practice facility when we all knew he was going to take the LSU job. There was no question on whether or not he was going to take the job. The only question was whether or not he was going to be allowed to coach the college football playoff. And again, you cannot let LSU's head coach work in your building. And that's what Lane Kiffin was trying to suggest. That's what they were trying to suggest, that they were going to let LSU's head coach make calls and do things inside their facility on LSU's behalf while also working and being paid by Ole Miss. Absolutely not. Please get out of here. And that's what they told him. Good for them.
I will say this. This is on top of everything you're saying about Lane Kiffin. The fact that on College Game Day on Saturday, you had Kirk Herbstreit and you had Nick Saban, who clearly is buddies with Lane Kiffin, and you had some other college football talking heads all saying, well, it would be a real tragedy if Ole Miss didn't get to get coached by Lane Kiffin in the playoff. What on earth are we talking about? I think Scott Van Pelt said it perfectly. Pick a lane. If you want to be the LSU coach and you want to jump in and you're going to get all these NIL resources and you want to build a roster, get to work. If you want to coach LSU in the, Ole Miss in the college football playoff, hey man, get to work. You don't get to do both. And the fact that we had a lot of people that I respect in college football, Paul Feinbaum, I believe, said it. I know Saban said it. I know Herb Street said it, that it was a common talking point. Oh, they just let him do both. Absolutely not. No, I don't know why this was ever entertained by actual people. And then the fact that when that team meeting ended for Ole Miss, people were like, you know, is he going to coach the bowl game? What a stupid question. No, he's not coaching the bowl game.
No, he was never going to coach the bowl game. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to play one more cut for you guys from Andy Reid. Andy Reid was asked of, hey, how do you kind of reconcile that the team has a high offensive ranking, a high defensive ranking, but they're also 6-6 this season? Here was Coach Reid's answer.
I'm telling you, it's a few plays there. That's what it is. And penalties are killers. And you want to create turnovers on the defensive side. And when you have opportunities to do that, you've got to capitalize on them. Third downs become important, both sides of the ball, how you handle those. So can we do better with the rush? Yeah, we can get a little bit more rush on the defensive side, on the offensive side. We can continue to work our protection and scheme there. But you can't allow quarterbacks at this level to stand back there and throw the ball with just comfortable feet. I think we know that. And so you've got to make sure that you have pressure on those guys. And when that takes place, then you've got to make sure that your coverage is tight. So, and that's what you work on. You go through that and you work on it and try to get better. You see teams 2 weeks ago, you looked at the Dallas Cowboys and you kind of went, meh. You know, they're just playing okay. You know, 2 weeks later, they're playing good football. And so these things change. Things change quickly in this league, one way or the other. And so you've got to keep going forward and try to eliminate some of the things that are taking you backwards.
Let me ask you this question. What do you think the Chiefs can rely on or hang their hat on for the next 5 weeks? Because I don't disagree in theory with what he is saying. It is usually one or two plays. Now, I could counter and say that that's life. I think you can make that argument in a bunch of different situations. Man, if I could change this thing, then I would be. But yeah, of course, if you change the process, then you could get a different result. No question. I don't think anyone disputes that. But I think the criticism toward the Chiefs would be is those one or two plays have now happened pretty routinely throughout the course of the season. That happened against the Chargers. That happened against the Eagles. It happened against Jacksonville. It happened on Thursday against the Cowboys. It's not like we're talking about one or two instances where it starts to feel like a pattern. So where he uses the Dallas Cowboys as a team of, man, a couple of weeks ago, they really leaned into the fact that this year there is not a team in the National Football League with a better passing offense than the Dallas Cowboys. Say what you want about Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott with those two receivers has been phenomenal this season. George Pickens might be a first-team all-pro wide receiver. Can you imagine if I told you that at the very beginning of the season? Hey, I think George Pickens is going to be an all-pro. You would have gotten me drug tested is what you would have done. So you add an all-pro receiver, the way that George Pickens has been, and a top-five receiver, in my opinion, this year is CeeDee Lamb. They have really leaned into the fact of, we think we have a phenomenal passing attack. It's also, I think, a little bit disingenuous to not know when he says over the last couple of weeks, they also made a trade for a top defensive player. So it's not like the Cowboys are the same team that they were in weeks one or week two. They made a significant trade for Quinnen Williams, who is an all-pro caliber defensive player that has clearly changed the fabric of their defense. The Chiefs didn't make a move at the deadline. The Chiefs are largely the same team this season. So if you're not going to change the players, How do you then change the result that we are talking about down the stretch of the season? So I ask you, Rob, what do you think the Chiefs can lean in on? Because the Cowboys have picked their thing. Hey, we're going to lean in on Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens, and we are going to go as far as these three individuals can take us. Is it just simply Patrick Mahomes? Because Patrick Mahomes threw, what, four touchdown passes on Thursday? That wasn't enough for them to get over the hump. So is that what we're talking about? Just, hey, Patch just got to be otherworldly special over the next couple of weeks in order for them to figure this out? Or is there something else you feel like they got a counterpunch that they could lean in on that could help clear up some of these mistakes?
They do not have a counterpunch they can lean on other than Patrick Mahomes. The answer is 15. And I think to an extent you saw it on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys. I think teams with lesser quarterbacks, they get smoked in that game. The Chiefs did not play well. Like, I don't want to make it seem like they, were abysmal out there. Like they were the, winless Lions with Dan Orlovsky, but they did not play well. But there were a couple plays that day where you're like, oh, Mahomes is different. The rollout, the deep one where Mahomes is kind of tripped up and he's about to fall, and he throws a laser to Xavier Worthy for the touchdown to make it a three-point game. Let me tell you, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks in the league that make that play. Most guys get tackled, and then the guys that don't get tackled keep their balance. They run for 6 yards. They slide. Everyone's like, a clock's running, but the drive is still alive. They don't throw 45-yard lasers for touchdowns. They just don't. So I wish they had a counterpunch beyond that. I wish they had something where it's like, oh, if they do X, and they'll get back on track. The answer is Patrick Mahomes, and maybe that's enough. Because in 2023, this team wasn't great either. They were better. I mean, they were 9-6, and they just lost the Raiders on Christmas Day. And I remember clear as day, you said, give the ball to Rice, give the ball to Pacheco, give the ball to Kelsey, and let's just see what happens from there. And that was basically their postseason strategy. And they went to a Super Bowl, and it worked, and they had a parade, and let the good times roll. If Patrick Mahomes is going to turn nuclear, if he's going to absolutely go in, red hot the last six games of the season and just play over my dead body football for the rest of the way, the Chiefs could get hot and the Chiefs could be special, but there is no counterpunch beyond just 15 go be great. And it's possible. We've all seen it, but that's the only thing they got.
At least this is where I am. And tell me if you think this is a good or a bad analogy. This was the one that I made on Friday. The NFL gives you a loss emergency fund. It's not like college football. You can lose a couple of games, right? Like, you can lose 2-3 games, still win your division, still be the one seed. They give you an emergency fund. The Chiefs have used up all of their emergency fund. The Chiefs do not have any more losses left. Now, okay, that's fine. But you have that emergency fund in case something goes wrong, because life will usually happen and something will go wrong. So if you were telling me that right now the Chiefs, they have used up all of their margin for error. And quite simply, this isn't even an opinion anymore. If the Chiefs lose at any point between now and the end of the season, that ends their season. At any point. It doesn't matter if it's on Sunday against the Texans. It doesn't matter if it's the wild card round. If the Chiefs have one more loss between now and then, they are done. I don't know if I trust this team enough to play flawless football for the next 7-8 weeks, because something usually goes wrong. A penalty, a turnover, a special teams miss, a mistake. Life happens at some point. That's why you build up that emergency fund. And the Chiefs have usually gone into December in a way in which you know they're playing their best football. They're hitting the ground running. I feel like we've seen the desperate Chiefs the last couple of weeks. The desperate Chiefs should have showed up against the Buffalo Bills, knowing how important that tiebreaker could have been. The desperate Kansas City Chiefs should have showed up in Denver, knowing that the division was still on the line. The desperate Chiefs needed to win on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. So I've seen what the desperate Chiefs look like. And maybe the argument is, well, all of those games were on the road. They're back at home. They're desperate. These are going to change the outcome. And I'll listen to that logic if that's what it is. But this team that has eliminated all of their emergency fund for when something goes wrong, they just haven't shown me that everything is going to now go right for this team. Maybe it will for a week. Maybe it will for 2 weeks. But we're talking about they got to play this way now for 2 months in order to get back to the Super Bowl. In order for them to play in the Super Bowl and host the AFC Championship game and do all of these things that are boxes that Chiefs fans have and that the team has set, you got to play near perfect football for the next 2 months. And I just don't know what we've seen from the Chiefs since they left St. Joe to suggest they're about to do that here for the next 2 months. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about Darren Peterson. Bill Self addressed the media earlier today to give you an update on the potential number one overall pick. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let me play for you guys what Bill Self had to say as Bill Self met with the media earlier today to give us an update on Darren Peterson.
He has practiced, and he's gone up and down. The hesitancy I have is that before we'll announce anything is he has to test out medically from a strength and flexibility standpoint, and we'll know that in the morning. So still no answer, but we'll be able to say something definitively in the morning.
If he's able to play, like, is there any thought in your mind of starting, not starting? Does that matter to you?
Doesn't matter, but if he plays, he's starting.
That is the head coach of the University of Kansas, and he is talking about Darren Peterson. Now, I am not a doctor. I have not seen any medicals. This isn't even a situation that I'm putting out any texts for. I try to stay out of KU business. I will be very surprised if he doesn't play tomorrow. I'll be very surprised. I think you can hear it in Bill's tone has changed since we've last heard him talk about this. He sounds very different than he did before they left for Madison Square Garden. He sounds different than when they went to Vegas. Hey, he's practicing. We just need to see if he's medically cleared in the morning. Now, maybe he just doesn't get medically cleared. I think Darren Peterson is going to play this week. I think he's going to play tomorrow, but I think for sure he's playing on Saturday. If he's practicing and running and jumping and cutting, he can do something to help you. It's not like you got him on ice. You don't have him shut down. So I think Darren Peterson's going to play tomorrow against UConn. And I think we all want him to play against UConn. I know I'd cheer for Missouri. I'm a sports fan, and if you're telling me that the number one overall pick is 45 minutes from the city, I want to see if the kid can play. I want to see if the kid can live up to the hype, the way UKU fans been talking about him. I mean, Rob told me he was John Wall. I want to see if the kid's John Wall. If he's the best prospect since Kobe, I want to see the kid play. So I want him on the court. You want him on the court. I imagine they want him on the court. I think he's playing tomorrow against UConn. I will be surprised if he is not playing.
That's me and you heard that the same way. Now, there are too many people that cover Kansas athletics, and they'd all do a very good job, that have been kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hinting at this day for a while. I believe Michael Swain, who comes on this show, covers KU for 24/7, has been saying on his articles, his prediction for where Peterson will return is Tuesday against UConn. He's practicing. He's getting up and down. He's got to pass a test, but that's the only hesitancy Bill Self has. He has to pass a test. It looked like, you know, there were times where earlier this year, he's like, oh, maybe this is the week he comes back. Well, we heard before Vegas, you don't want to play three games in 3 days. It feels like everything's been pushing toward the UConn game as, okay, no disrespect to the players era, no disrespect to Duke, Carolina, Green Bay. This is when the season starts. 100%. This is when it really gets going. You got a top five team in Lawrence, students on campus, and then Missouri on Sunday. This is basically your non-con, here we go, let's get it started.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the fact that he mentions needing to get medically cleared makes me think that he's not playing. I think you're hearing that wrong by this. If he wasn't medically able to be playing basketball, he wouldn't be practicing right now at KU. To me, that's just we want to make sure that everything is A-OK with the doctor, which I think is pretty standard when it comes to this kind of stuff. Hey, he's been practicing. Let's see how his body responds to the practice. Let's see tomorrow when he wakes up and he comes in here in the facility, we'll have him do some tests and make sure that he's perfectly fine. So him needing to be medically cleared, I just didn't hear that like that is a negative when it comes to Darren Peterson. And again, I think all parties want the same thing. I think Darren Peterson wants to play. I think it's very obvious that he wants to play. I think KU wants him to play. I think the sport needs him to play. So I think all of these things are going to work out. Rob, I have to tell you this. I told this story on Friday, but you weren't here. So, you know, I worked on Thursday morning. So I get off at like 11 o'clock. I call my mom. My mom's like, hey, you know, we're going to eat around, you know, 1:30. Can you grab some wine on your way over here? Yeah, sure. No problem. Happy to do it. So I go over there. You know, I grab a couple of bottles of wine. I go over there. And I'm just kind of sitting and I'm hanging out, Rob. Like, I'm not really worried about it. You know, I maybe get there around 12 o'clock. You know, the Lions game is on. I'm kind of sitting and chilling. You know, I'm hearing the sounds of cooking. I'm smelling the food. We're getting all excited. My mom's in the kitchen. She dancing to some oldies. I'm excited. Rob, I'm not joking. My mom brings over a plate to me. I'm thinking, okay, about to get down. It was bacon and eggs. It's 12:30. Now I know my mom, and I love her to death. I knew that I was being signed up for the jig when this happens. I'm sitting there, I'm a little confused. I was expecting some turkey. I was expecting some stuffing. Why are you bringing me bacon and eggs? Oh, it'll be all right. Okay. Rob, I then look, and she's got a little plastic tub. I see the bird in there, and the bird is unseasoned. It's 12:45, 1 o'clock. I'm like, Mom, what's going on? Oh, I'm running a little bit behind. What do you mean you're running a little bit behind? And then, Rob, I saw my mother for the first time in my life. I saw her outsource some of the responsibilities. She asked my sister, you met my sister before. She's young, 22 years old. Hey, can you help me cook some of this? So my sister's like, yeah, of course. What do you need? So my sister starts whipping up the mashed potatoes. My sister then starts making the mac and cheese. My mom used to handle all of these things. Next thing I know, I'm looking up at the clock.
2 o'clock's here. Bird's not even in the oven yet. Okay. I don't know what's going on now. I'm a little worried. Rob, we didn't eat until 4 o'clock on Thursday. We didn't eat until 4. My mom's apologized, and I'm like, Mom, you know what? It's okay. This isn't the first time that this has happened. At this point, you just got to prepare. So, you know, we do what every family does. You know, we have the time where we give thanks and we tell everybody. Rob, I gave my sister the game ball. I gave her the game ball. I had to tell my mom, I don't know, you might be Jerry Rice on the Seahawks. I had to look at her and tell her, you might be Emmitt Smith on the Arizona Cardinals. I think my sister's got the juice now. I started calling her Big Mama. Like, I didn't know you was the big homie all of a sudden. Had no clue. That's how my Thanksgiving experience was. How was yours? How was your Thanksgiving festivities?
Well, we didn't have any of that, but as you know, I have to do the double dip. So I have my in-laws in the morning, and I have my family Thanksgiving in the afternoon. And let me tell you, first and foremost, the second Thanksgiving does not hit the same way. It doesn't fill your soul. You're like, ooh, turkey and stuffing again. But we had the first one. Everything went great. Food, festive, fun. Went home, a little R&R. Catch the end of the Lions game. Get up. Head to house number 2 for the Chiefs game. Turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes at halftime. Bing, bang, boom. Some dessert. Some family. Some fun. Giving thanks. And then we were out of there relatively early because it's a long day. But we have now mastered the two-stop Thanksgiving, which has made me and my wife come to the conclusion we're ready to start hosting.
You're ready to take that next step.
We're done doing 2 pit stops.
That's a lot. We want to be home base. Are you ready for that responsibility? Because you got to acknowledge this is big-time responsibility. You can't outsource this anymore.
You just told me your mom did outsource it. You can bring people in and start delegating, but you don't have to leave the home. She's never done
that
before.
I'm telling you, that might be a sign that mom's is cooked. And nobody wants to look at your mom's like, hey, you ain't got it no more. You know what I mean? I've been eating this good cooking for years. I've never had anybody else mac and cheese on Thanksgiving before. So to be able to look and say, hey, this tastes a lot like the mac and cheese that you make, being able to look at my mom and say that, I'm being serious. I had to look at her like, bro, you might be Patrick Ewing in Orlando. You might be Hakeem with the Raptors. You might be cooked. It might be a new time, a new age. You got to move out the way and you got to let the young guns. That's going to happen to me one day. One day, Rob, me and you going to be the 2 old dudes talking about sports on the radio. Nobody won't hear from us no more. It's going to be 2 young cats up and coming. They're going to take our spot. I'm just telling you, man, she was cooked. It hurt me to say that. And Rob, we have a yearly tradition where we always play Jenga. I'm not joking. My mom has beat me 7 consecutive years in Jenga. She's like, she had a KU like run. I beat her. I'm telling you, my mom had a rough Thursday. She really did. She had a rough Thursday.
She was at Dedrick Lawson KU team. It had to come to an end.
Yeah. She had an off year. She got to get it back. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.